Here is ready in the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Ball game's over. Cole Henry gets the save. It's the first of his career. And the Nationals give the Phillies their third straight defeat. A 3-2 final today in Washington.
Welcome on in, and it's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We'll talk to Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies, as you just heard right there, coming up at 12. You people later, a spot to give away today in the Midday Show, Fantasy Football League. We're going to help one of our coworkers with that. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know one of the worst feelings in the world, Joe?
It's spending money on a meal that don't taste good.
That's a tough one.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Had a meal yesterday, man, and I was, yeah, it was not good.
Disappointing?
Very disappointing. They didn't add no seasoning. They need to season their food. Like, it had no seasoning.
That restaurant that will remain unnamed.
We ain't throwing
season
nobody in the
Season your food.
Season it.
Yeah.
Season that stuff, man.
I could have used some seasoning on the Phillies last night. That was gross.
That was a bad one.
This is three straight losses
that
now.
That was supposed to be a get-right game.
I know. It's the Nationals who stink. That's a bad baseball team. All right, the Phillies dropped the game last night to the Washington Nationals, and there's a lot of elements we could talk about. Like, the offense is back to a cold spurt. They have the top of the order not hitting as much as they were a few weeks ago. That's part of the issues. Clearly, they're in a they're having a tough week after being hot, right? They've now lost three straight games. In the grand scheme of things, the three straight losses is probably not going to kill them. They're still five up on the Mets, who seem to blow a 3 or 4 run lead every single night. But Hugh, something struck me last night watching the game, because I thought last night was a particularly rough Topper game.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't have a good game last night. And every once in a while, a manager will just push all the wrong buttons. And it felt like last night he did. I thought in the seventh inning, leaving Luzardo out there, and then especially after the leadoff walk, just made no sense. The ninth inning bunt made no sense. He had the infield in the seventh inning. That burned him. It's just like everything he tried to do last night, it burned him. And, Hugh, I know you and TK a couple days ago had a discussion about Topper and people's trust in him.
Well, trust him.
Regardless of if you trust him or not, I got news for everyone this morning. Rob Thompson's going to play a huge role in if the Phillies can win the World Series or not. And I know we do this thing where we try to pretend managers don't matter and the game has changed and it's a GM game and the manager just kind of sits there and doesn't really do anything. Not this Phillies team. I've come to the realization that if the Phillies win the World Series, Rob Thompson is going to have to be great. Not good, not decent, not just sit there the whole game. He's going to have to push a lot of right buttons. The Phillies are, I'm going to call them like a weird, they're a good team, but they're weirdly structured to where they need a lot of massaging to get the best out of them. Like, they're not going to blow teams out. They're not going to win all these games easily. Most of the games in the postseason, just based on the way the Phillies built, they're probably going to be close.
Tight.
They don't have a great offense. Even if they're hitting a little bit more than they have been, they're not a great offense. They go through these stretches where they don't hit to start the games. They have to score late, which means every little decision is going to matter down the stretch of this season and into the postseason. He's got a six-man rotation now. How long do we keep that? The Castellanos thing, which we'll talk about again today. When do they pull the plug there or start playing him less? And then you get into the postseason, he's probably going to platoon an entire outfield. Okay, which guys do you play each day? And then during the game, when the opposing manager switches the pitcher out on the other side, when do you get your other guys in? That's going to be a big thing. And then one thing he does a lot is he seems to leave his starter out there maybe a skosh too long. And when it's Wheeler and when it's Sanchez, you're like, all right, okay, we trust those guys. But Luzardo and Ranger, you're going to have to find the exact right time to get them out of the game. And I thought last night he got them out. He got Luzardo out of the game at the totally wrong time. He should have pulled him out at least a batter or two before. Look, the Phillies are good, and they're going to be good, and they're going to find their way into October because the Mets are falling apart, and the Phillies have enough to get there. But once we get down the stretch and into October, I don't think Topper's just going to be able to just fill out the lineup card and say, go get him, guys. We need Topper to be great. 215-592-9494. Here, where do you come down on Topper's importance to this whole thing down the stretch of the season and into the postseason?
I think he's important. But at the end of the day, Joe, and this is how I feel, and I know we've talked to a lot of people this last week, and they talked about some of the moves that Topper made.
Yep.
And a lot of the moves that, they feel he should have made in certain situations. But what I remember about this team vividly since I've been here is cold bats in key opportunities and missed moments, a lot of missed moments, guys stranded on base and things of that nature. Is that Topper? I don't think so. Now, I understand that in baseball, some of the managerial moves are very, very important. I get that. But at the end of the day, when I think of this team and I think about the problems that they've had, it's always been the lack of runs in key situations, especially in the playoffs, especially when you're facing good pitching. And that's not on Topper to me. That's on the guys that you have and are paying a ton of money to. They have to come through in clutch situations, and they're not doing it.
Well, they're not. And look, if the Phillies don't hit in October, they're going to lose, right? That's the bottom line. But Topper can rescue them, or Topper could at least – if Topper pushes the right buttons, I think it could be a difference maker. Go back to last year, game one against the Mets. They didn't hit enough in that game, right? That's really why they lost the game, and the bullpen blew it. But Topper made the decision to take Zach Wheeler out at the time he did where he was dominating the game. He decided that was enough. He had thrown too many pitches, and it backfired. Now, they might have won that baseball game if Topper left Wheeler in. I'm not saying it's Topper's fault they lost that game. They need to score more than one run to win baseball games. But I've come to the reality that this is the way these games are going to go. Like last night's game, we're going to see a game just like that in the playoffs, except it won't be against the Nationals, who are terrible. It's going to be the Dodgers or Padres or whoever, the Reds or the Brewers. It's going to be a game just like last night. I need Topper to push the right buttons. And I think the Phillies need Topper to be great to win the World Series. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. Do the Phillies need a great version of Topper to win this thing? Or let's hear from Topper. Last night, Rob Thompson, hindsight after the seventh inning that went wrong.
Just the leadoff walk, you know, and had Kirkland ready for House. In hindsight, should have been ready for Adams. But Kirk still had his stuff, and he handled Adams pretty easily up to that point. And then once he faces Adams and you give him the left-hander, then you got to go to Kirk's. It was a rough inning at this point.
I don't love that answer from him last night. In hindsight, I should have had Kirkland ready a bat earlier. Then why wasn't he ready? I mean, you had a half inning there to figure out if Lozardo was going back out for the seventh or if you're going to have someone. The fact that he admitted he didn't have the bullpen up early enough and ready enough.
That bothers you.
Well, I mean, I just don't understand. I mean, it's not the fourth inning, right? If a starting pitcher's cruising and it's the fourth or fifth inning, you know, I can understand why the bullpen is a little slow to get up because it's early in the game. This was the seventh inning of the game. I mean, how many times has Jesus Lozardo pitched seven or eight innings? Not that many. This is around the time of the game where he's going to start to probably lose it a little bit. And he admitted last night he wasn't ready, didn't love that. And then let's hear from Topper on the offense, on the team right now. They're scuffling three in a row. Topper saying, they've got to fight through it. They'll be fine.
What were you guys seeing from the offense with runners in scoring position?
Just probably trying to do a little bit too much. We're going to get back to using the entire field, doing little things. Big things will happen. It's not like they're not working out. I mean, you can hear the balls down there. There's a bunch of hitters in the cages right now. So we just got to fight through it.
By the way, as he's making excuses for the offense there, he said the Lizardo thing. Lizardo had walked the second to last batter in the sixth. So it was a walk, double play. Another walk. I mean, that's two out of three batters he had walked. I mean, pretty clearly he was starting to lose it there. He let him give up the double, another walk, and then he pulls him out of the game. Look, last night's one game in August. That loss last night's not going to ruin the season. But I need, and I think the Phillies need Topper to be great to win the World Series. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? He thinks ultimately it's more on the players. And it is more on the players. As I picture this, if we're having a parade here in November, I don't think we have it without Topper pushing a lot of right buttons. They don't have a turnkey team. They have three turnkey players, right? That's what they have. They have Turner, Schwarber, Harper. They're going to play every day. He's got to figure out now who's hitting cleanup. By the way, we thought Castellanos could be in that mix. Now I don't want the lineup. Who's hitting cleanup? Is it Realmuto? Is it Bohm who's coming back soon here? I mean, there's a lot of decisions. This third and fourth starter, who goes to the bullpen? I think there's a lot going on here that Rob Thompson's going to play a big role in down the stretch, including a six-man rotation that starts out. Kyle, where do you come down on Topper, who did not have himself a good night last night?
No, he didn't. I mean, but the Phillies, I think as a whole, haven't really had a very good last few nights. And I think it comes down to the offense just not scoring runs.
Yep.
Like, you can't expect to win games when you're scoring one run, two runs, zero runs. And we know that that's the kind of funk that we've seen this offense get into. Does Topper need to push the right buttons in the postseason? Obviously, yeah. But like, I don't think this team comes down to a managing masterclass by Rob Thompson in order to win. Like, they have one of the highest payrolls in baseball. As Hugh's phone goes off,
and we're off and running.
Yeah, but like the starting pitching that they have, the guys in the bullpen now that it looks like they have, and this lineup, like, those things all need to be clicking at the right time in order for the Phillies to go deep. Like, when I think of what you're talking about. I'm thinking about the Giants a few years ago mm-hmm. when Gabe Kapler managed what was, you know, not a very good roster yep. to like 100-something games. Like, that's how I viewed those type of teams. The Phillies are not this type of team. This is going to come down to the players just playing their best at the right time.
Well, they shouldn't be, but sometimes I do feel like they're more like those kind of, I mean, if three guys in the lineup every day that play every day and you just kind of pencil in, everybody after that, I guess four is Realmuto you put in that mix too because he catches basically every day. The other five spots, we're mixing and matching every single day. And where they hit, we're mixing and matching. As I picture this thing down the stretch, is it going to be his fault if they don't win it? Probably not. It's going to be the players not performing enough. But I do think if he's great, it can push them over the top. And last night, it was a very winnable game. I mean, the Nationals stink.
Yeah.
And they just let the game just flutter away because, and again, it's I'm not saying he's a poor manager. I like Topper. But last night, it's one of those things that happens in sports where every decision a coach makes in a game just kind of goes the wrong way. Sirianni had one of those games against the Jaguars. Remember, he kept going for two. It's like once in a while you have a game where everything you do just it's like a coin flip, right? They all go the wrong way. And last night, everything he tried, it just went backwards on him.
Yeah, but it still feels to me like it has to be on the players. Like, I look at it like this, and I know baseball is different, so I don't need anybody telling me that. But coming off the series you just had with the Reds and the way that went, this was your bounce-back game.
Should've
this was
been.
Your get-right game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think of when I think of this team. Like, you had a position or you were in a situation where, I mean, I know they're professionals, but you got to come out and you got to kind of right the ship a little bit. You know, you got to get back on that right course because you had a tough stretch. This was supposed to be the breather. And I know it's only one game. You got a couple more to go, but still, you got to get that first one, man, to get that nasty taste out your mouth.
Well, you know what? Why last night was particularly annoying? The Mets blew another lead. So the Phillies are still up five games, right? They're still in a very good position over the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
But, Hugh, if the Phillies had continued playing as well as they were, they could have buried
away,
the Mets.
Yeah, they could have ran away.
I mean, this division lead could be 7 or 8 right now. It's 5, which is still a very good position to be in with 40 or so to go, and they still play the Mets coming up in a couple weeks. But, boy, the Mets lose every night. I mean, if the Phillies could just keep stacking some wins, this division could be over.
They distance themselves.
Yeah, I mean, they could totally bury them. 215-592-9494. William in Jenkintown up on WIP. Hey, William.
Hey, Joe. I got some numbers for you today.
Okay, let's hear them.
So, the last 36 innings, do you know how many innings the Phillies have scored in?
Oh, it's probably not many. I don't know. They've scored in 31 of the 36.
No, they've scored in 3 of the 36.
Oh, that's what I meant. So I was saying they had scored in 5 out of the 36. So it's actually 33 scoreless out of 36.
Yeah. That's how I should have worded it. And then if they stay 500, they're going to be 89-73. If the Mets get hot, I don't know if that's enough to get a wild card spot. I mean, I just don't have much faith in Topper either because every October he's gotten outmanaged, and he got outmanaged by the Diamondbacks. And then whoever the guy the Mets was in his head all last October.
Oh, yeah, Mendoza. Yeah, Mendoza's their manager.
Hey, William.
Yeah.
Joe's not on this show by himself, just so you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hugh. Hey, Hugh.
Hey.
There we go.
I missed your Twitter. A couple weeks ago, I saw that Aaron in San Diego got on Twitter, and I deactivated my account because I didn't want to be associated with him.
Oh, wow.
So I hope you're staying drunk.
Thank you, William.
William, those numbers you gave, 31 out of the last 36 days, when we appreciate the phone call, scoreless, it's not good. I mean, it's not. So I agree with you, Hugh, on the point where the players dictate this more than anything else, right? But the way I view it is, I'm not going to like pretend the players are going to get better overnight. This is who we have. They didn't go out and get a big bat. So I'm anticipating an October of very close games. So every Topper decision is going to take on extra. It's almost like a leverage moment. Every time he gets himself involved in the game, it's going to matter. And maybe that's unfair to him because it's like he's got to walk a tightrope every single night.
I mean, it is, but life isn't. We all know life isn't fair.
But that's the reality. Like, yeah. If the Phillies were better and had a better offense right now, then I could say, you know what, maybe 2 or 3 games in a series, they're going to score 7 and he could just kind of hang out. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're going to play a lot of 3-2, 4-3 games all of October, which means every decision he makes could swing the whole game.
I look at it like this, Joe, since I've been here. This team went to the World Series, and then they've been a playoff contender every year after that since Topper's been the manager.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few guys on this roster that have already won World Series, and there's a few guys that their legacy, I would say, they need to get over the hump.
Totally. I mean, Bryce. They need to get over the hump. Let's just use Bryce as the one.
They need to get over the hump. Yeah. So when I think about the trajectory that this team has been on in these last 3 years, man, I put that more on the players because as you get older, you realize that you're mortal. You know, when you're young and you got your whole future ahead of you,
mm-hmm.
it's one day where, you know, it'll happen one day. But now the clock is starting to tick. And I feel like, to be honest, the way that they've been playing this year, they need to have more of a sense of urgency, in my opinion.
So I think so, too. But if they're not good enough, I don't know what the urgency does. Like Nick Castellanos, does he have urgency? I don't know. He stinks right now. I mean, let me make an example back to last year's Eagles run, okay? And I give Nick Sirianni credit for how he helped turn around the season.
Mm-hmm.
But during the playoffs, during just the postseason, how many decisions did Nick Sirianni have to make that really swung games? Maybe a couple. I thought he did a great job. Remember when they threw the bomb on fourth down before halftime against the Commanders? It was kind of close, and then Jalen hit AJ.
Yeah, it went over the top.
That was what I thought was a
gutsy
moment, and it helped flip that game. But let's just go to the Super Bowl. I mean, again, not taking nothing away from Sirianni. He guided them there, and he was their head coach and their CEO. There weren't many moments in the Super Bowl where it's like, this decision is going to change the game. His team dominated. He had them prepared. I view the Phillies as the opposite, where every one of these decisions might swing these games. And this is not even Topper's like doing. This is the team he was given. And I just anticipate a lot of games like last night, just with bigger stakes coming up in the next few months. Alan is in West Oak Lane. Hey, Alan.
Alan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? And that includes you. You too.
That's right, Hugh. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning. Anyway, I've been watching for a while, obviously, like we all have. And the one thing I continue to see is that pitchers know our hitters' weaknesses, mm-hmm. and they pitch to it. And if they are, even some of these pitchers that you would consider pedestrian in Cincinnati knew exactly how to get Casty out, knew what not to pitch Harper
mm-hmm.
or Schwarber. And yet they continue to swing at the same pitches over and over again. Now, I know players are creatures of habit, but if the pitchers are using analytics, why aren't the players realizing, hey, you know what? I'm not looking at that one. It just, to me, it seems crazy. And the past week and a half, we have just not obviously put on any runs or getting anybody on base that is driving anything that's going to help us to win. And why would they change? You know, it just makes no sense to me at all.
Yeah, so to your point on the analytics of it or the data of it or where they're being pitched, I mean, Alan, they have the same information that the pitchers do on the other side. It's up to them to apply it. Like, I'm sure Castellanos is either presented or shown or, like, he knows. I mean, they have the data
right.
on where – so it's like you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make them drink it. Like, I'm sure he's been told, hey – this is how they're attacking you. This is what you got to do to kind of combat it, and he doesn't do it.
Well, that's okay. So at what point, this is what your topic is, at what point does Topper say, you know what, we've shown it to you, Casty, you're not listening, you're continuing to go up to the plate, standing in the same position, looking for the same pitches, and unless the guy makes an error, great. If not, you're walking out with another strikeout. So you're going to sit for a little bit and until you get the idea that this is not going to work for us, because they could be, like you said, 8, 9, 10 games up right now and could seal this thing up. We're just lucky that the Mets are worse than we are. It's just ridiculous.
Well, that Alan, it's a great point. I mean, and Alan, we appreciate the phone call. The Phillies haven't been great for the past 2 months. Now, they were better post All-Star break until the last few days.
Yeah.
But the real story in this division is the Mets have been terrible
they
for 2 months.
They haven't been able to get it together.
Yeah, like if the Mets had played a little bit better the last 2 months, this division probably be within one or two. We're up five because the Mets are just trip over themselves every single night. Well, one thing, you know, as we're talking about the importance of the manager, like I never thought Charlie Manuel was the best X's and O's kind of guy, but he did make some big calls when they won the World Series. I mean, that they had a platoon with Jeff Jenkins and Jason Worth, and eventually that kind of fell towards Worth takes the job most of the time. Charlie made that call. At some point here, and I mean, these guys are not as, no one's as good as Jason Worth in this conversation, but at some point here, does Topper settle on an outfield? Does he go with Bader every day?
Castellanos.
Does he dump Castellanos or just play him against lefties, which is going to be a whole big thing because I'm as much as we want Castellanos to be a team guy, we all know how he's going
to
take that.
I think he has to be a team guy.
Oh.
I think that at this point.
I do too, but do you think he's going to take it lightly?
I think It's a hard pill to swallow, no question about that. But I think in order for the betterment of the team, you have to do it. If the team looks better with you taking days off and you get a chance to win games, I think you have to do that.
Well, I agree.
It's a selfless sacrifice.
But you know who it's on to make him do it? Topper pulled him out of that game in Miami. And then there's been nothing. He's never come out of a game. He doesn't sit twice since then? Like, the guy's been one of the worst players in the league in the last couple of months. Does Topper have the guts to do that? 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do today. Your phone calls, your reaction to the game last night. Phillies lose. Just an annoying game. They clearly should have won. What Nationals think? Rob Thompson did not have a good game. And it really made me feel like he's going to be important in October. We may not want him to be. You may say, hey, let's hope Kyle Schwarber hits 3 home runs and they win by 5 runs. Probably not going to be like that. There's going to be a lot of close games in October. And I think Rob Thompson has to be on his A game for this team to win the World Series. Do the Phillies need a great Rob Thompson to win it all and to go where we want? Your reaction, everything. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get more from Topper last night. And he finally got asked about one player that over the last couple of months has just been dreadful. I mean, Nick Castellanos has been unbelievably bad. Finally last night, someone's like, hey, what are we doing with Castellanos? You'll hear what Topper had to say. And we are helping a coworker out today. We're helpful around here on the Midday Show. For a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. We'll tell you all about that coming up on the other side. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.